We're in Daniel chapter 10 today, and we're going to look at verses 7, 8, and 9. It says in verse 7, "And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. For my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then I was in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground." There's a story in this passage that shows us the utter tragedy of a world separated from God. You notice that even though the other people in the room didn't see the vision, they were still aware that something was going on, and they responded by quaking in fear and running away to hide. In the presence of something holy, in the presence of something divine, they responded with fear. It's the same reaction you find in Eden the night that Adam sinned. When God came looking for Adam in the cool of the evening, Adam was hiding in the bushes, terrified of his Creator. And of course, it's our fear in the presence of God that has led to some unwarranted conclusions about the nature of God Himself. Some people have suggested that God is a bit of a tyrant because He loves to leave us shaking in our boots when He walks into the room. But you'll notice that Adam's fear didn't start until he willfully separated himself from the relationship he used to have with God. Before that tragic evening, our human race used to love a visit from God. But when we put ourselves outside His will, when we chose to distrust His character and distrust His word, well, that's when the problems started. We believed the lies of a fallen rebel who suggested that maybe God wasn't trustworthy. And ever since that day, our mistrust of the Almighty has been growing. So, when Daniel suddenly receives a visit from heaven, the other people in the room are faced with something or someone they don't really know. And just like you and me, they've got sinful hearts, and as a result, a distorted perception of truth. As enlightened and advanced as we think we are in the 21st century, I'm guessing that if this story happened right now today, most of us would still go running out of the room. And it's a condition that God is working very hard to correct, in spite of our stubborn attempts to distance ourselves further and further from our Creator. In the person of Jesus, He showed us what He is really like, repeatedly telling us to fear not and not let our hearts be troubled. At the cross, He showed us the price He was willing to pay to bring us back into a close relationship. And now, as heaven's high priest, He's willing to stand as our representative, even though we don't really deserve it. I want you to notice that while Daniel also had a powerful reaction to the vision, fully recognizing his own condition in the presence of God, he was the only one who didn't run screaming for the fire exit. And that's because he had something the others didn't have, a relationship of trust with the living God, which of course is available to all of us and will always prove to be the better way to live.